Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Friday, and at the end of the program, we're going to listen again to Alfred Mira, because it's the tail end of the entire interview I did, back in October. That's right. It would be in October. So we're going to listen to that. But in the meantime, you know, I realized that what we're going to listen to, what we have been listening to with Alfred Mira, really reflects on a lot of what we've been doing this week. So one of the things we've been doing this week in this particular part of the program, which is the afternoon programs. Remember, we also have a morning program where we talk about the readings and also the memorials of the day, and that's here over on WEZE. But our afternoon program, which is here, and we talk about different themes. A lot of times we have interviews, and you can let people know whether here are the program here on WROL 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or they can also hear it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's where our archives are. And you can also find the podcast. We have buttons for the podcast and everything else. Well, here's why this is important. You know, Alfred Mira is an artist, and he's a wonderful artist, and he's done great paintings and great portraits. And so he does a wonderful job in all that he does. However, as you know, as we've talked about, and we've talked about also during this series of programs, is about 2 years ago, he lost his eyesight. He can see, but not very well. I guess he's officially legally blind. Now, remember, he was an artist, so obviously he could see well, but over the past 2 years, he's lost his eyesight. And he has such a, well, first of all, he has such a great sense of humor, which you hear on the program. But keep in mind that you're speaking to an artist who about 2, maybe 3 years ago now lost their eyesight. And that gives you a whole different concept, because if you listen to his faith come through, and that's an important thing. Now, for decades, since the 1960s, and he still does it. I was watching him. If you've ever been through any kind of vocational training, even if it's just the kind of stuff you might have seen in middle school or junior high school years ago, you've probably seen these paper cutters, and they were these huge machines that have this huge blade that comes down that cuts through a whole ream of paper. Well, he has one of those in his house. Now, remember, he's lost his eyesight, so he's like, well, we have to go over the machine. And I'm like, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And, you know, he's very careful and everything else. So, and what does he cut? There are these little cards. You can get them here at the parish and get them all over the place. He sends them all. He's for decades been sending them all over the place. And they say things like, as you've heard him say, the Jesus in me loves the Jesus in me loves you. And one of the things that led me to really seek to do these interviews is he talked about how what we're called to do is we're called to love. And that's really important. Now, let's talk about this for a second, because understand what we've been talking about this week, that the Lord bears fruit in ways you may not expect. So I told you that I handed a copy of my book, of which very few people have seen, if you have seen. But like I said, I'm a terrible marketer. I can't market to save my life. And I handed a copy of my book to someone from Council Nova, and they went, wow, you can, yes, I can do this. So that bore fruit in a different way, aside from the book. In other words, oh, wow, you can do this. Yes, I can. Wow, that's wonderful. Let's look at the book and let's see if we can bring some of Monsignor Jonas and other writing to the American world. We need to get it translated and everything else. And I told you that we've approached publishers before and they said no. Now, I did approach Ave Maria, and maybe I'm going to think of doing that. But we approached, and they said, no, we don't know him up there, up here, therefore it will not sell well. Don't I know that story? But anyway, and they went, wow, but if we could make the book available. Now, you can go on Amazon, and you can find the books are available even in electronic form up here. And there's a thing you can find on Amazon, which is very strange. Like, for example, you can find some of my books for $50. I don't get a dime of this, and I don't know who these people are who sell my book for $50. Personally, I don't necessarily think they actually do, or maybe they do, but they order it and then they sell it to you for $50. You can get the book for $12 if you just buy it the regular channels. So I don't know how that works. I know someone actually bought a copy of my book with my signature in it. I don't know how much he paid, but with my signature in it. I'm like, where did you get that? And I'm like, wow. So obviously someone had the book, I signed it, and then I assume they read the book, and then they offered it for Amazon. Fascinating. But you can get actually brand new copies of the books from Monsignor Jonas and other people from Consonova, including Father Adriano Zandana, on Amazon and other places, and you can read how to do that, and you can find those. But that's a fascinating aspect of the publishing. So they were fascinated how this works. Well, it's the same thing. Alfred lost the ability to see, so now we have him on radio, and he can spread that same faith to those who listen. We'll talk more with Alfred right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
Mm-hmm. Are we running out of time, 30 minutes?
We just hit the 30 minutes. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what then. This has been very good, and we can do another one in a little while. Not today, but...
Anytime you want.
Sure.
I'll pick it up and continue on. This kind of thing is brand new to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to learn how to live in it. But isn't that true about what our Lord said? Even in light of this situation, and I'll let you go. He who seeks his own glory, he who speaks on his own authority, seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory of him who sent him is truthful, and there is no injustice in him.
Wow.
That's how our Lord said. Now, when you get up there and you talk, you are speaking from your own authority, subjected to the Holy Spirit.
Oh, wow.
So you're really not up there to show off your talent.
Mm-hmm.
But you are up there to show it off, Jesus Christ, and
very
you do
good.
A good job.
Oh.
And many of the priests that I listen to on the radio you can tell every time they say the Mass, they have really a slightly different approach to one or another concept.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice to see these living people expressing their emotions that way.
And interesting enough, what maybe some people who do not understand is all the words are exactly the same.
All the words are exactly the same.
Well, when you celebrate the Mass, if I'm doing the Mass, I'm praying the same words that everyone else is praying.
Oh, yes, doing it in English.
Yes.
Isn't it wonderful?
Right.
What a grace that is in itself to know that you are one with this body of people.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, we're all going forward, hopefully with the right speed in the Well, Father, listen, let's call it quits for today.
Okay.
So you can go to the next appointment.
Okay, very good. Well, excellent. This was wonderful, as always, and I hope to see you on Sunday.
And my son was becoming to get me and bring me up this Sunday.
Okay. Well, you have a great rest of the day.
And you have a good rest tonight.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much. And again, as we look at what we just heard, we can see that the Lord was able to use Alfred in a new way that no one had anticipated. And I remember talking to him at Mass and other places. I said to myself, he belongs on the radio. And so we started that. But you never know where the Lord is going to lead you. So if we say, you know, everything I'm doing is not working or it's not going to, and we can get very discouraged, and obviously that happens, you never know what the Lord is doing with your efforts. So keep that in mind. Anyway, keep in mind that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. And this will be the Solemnity of Christ the King. And then, of course, we'll be back next week. Have a blessed weekend. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.